Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello everyone. I hope you can hear me now. There were technical difficulties and nobody could hear me before. It dropped my line and asked me to call back in. So I am going to do things a little bit different. I'm going to pull on a caller real quick, make sure you guys can hear me. Area code 256, can you hear me? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And I can hear you. So I'm going to put you back on the listener
okay.
line and get this show on the road.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. I really appreciate it because I know that there's a full switchboard of people. Hopefully it didn't boot anybody else off, and hopefully everybody can listen and be calling in. So you're listening to Kitchen Table Tarot here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Claire Braddock. And as always, at the beginning of my shows, I want to talk about my Blog Talk Radio listeners. So every week, I broadcast this show in the afternoon, or at least a tarot reading show, pretty much the same time every Tuesday. And it's 3 p.m. my time, so 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. And as a special offer to only and exclusively Blog Talk Radio listeners, I have special offers available on my website. So after the show or any time between now and my show next week, same time next week, go to my website, ClaireBraddock.com, and you will find a link in the menu button. If you click on the menu, on my website, there's a BTR listener page with the link there. You want to go to that page. It is password protected because only my listeners who call into the show or listen in archives until next week get the special password. It changes every week. So you have to be a listener. And the specials this week, I've got the audio email reading available. That's only $10. And then between after the show today until next week, you can also book a private appointment for 99 cents a minute. It's prepaid, so it comes to $14.85 if you want to prepay and book a private appointment off air. But the catch is you have to be a BTR listener. And you have to go to my website to get those special offers, and they're exclusively for you with the password. And I will be giving out that password shortly. So again, my information, website, visit www.clairebraddock.com. That's spelled out C-L-A-I-R-E, B as in boy, R-A, D as in dog, OCK.com. My email address, because I also do podcasts, and for my podcasts, I answer listener questions that have emailed in their questions. So my email address is trustclaire@gmail.com. T-R-U-S-T, laire@gmail.com. I think that's all the announcements I have for this week. So we are going to go back to the listener lines now and start taking your questions. So same person, different time. You're live on the air again. What's your question?
My name is Kimberly. My question is really about my career. I've just come to the place where I've been teaching for about 15 years, and I've been thinking about advancing into leadership. But attempting to navigate what's next, and I thought I knew, and then I got a feeling that, nah, that's not it. So I'm just trying to figure out the next step.
Okay. The first thing that comes through is before, and this is coming from your spirit guides and the cards. So,
okay.
The first thing that comes through before advancement is travel.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes through as like a vacation. So before you transition within your career, however that transition comes through, if you're doing advancement in what you're already doing, if you want a totally different career, whatever it is, moving forward from where you currently are, yes, it will happen. But the reason that you're coming up against this block is due to you need a break. You need a vacation time. That makes sense how I'm explaining it?
Yes.
So take that. Because I am shown a trip in your near future. And the trip comes through as like a vacation. Okay? Now that doesn't, and it's not coming through, it doesn't necessarily mean a big, huge vacation to Hawaii or, you know, the Bahamas, but it comes through as you will be having to travel somewhere to take care of yourself, to do something special for you, okay? And then you're looking at come July is where the advancement comes through. You're going to have taken that mini vacation to have more clarity and guidance on where your life path is career-wise.
Right.
And there
will
be...
Right.
Two different opportunities, two different options, two different perspectives.
Okay.
So your guides, after your mini vacation, you'll have a clear path, but it's like a fork in the road. And either or is the right choice for your life path. So to explain that a little bit more, when we have our life path, our journey and everything, because of will and choices, the path is just, we've all seen the examples. We thought our life was going to be a straight line, but it's all these squirrely lines and everything. This one comes through similarly, but as in your life path has many choices and they're all correct. Not like you take a wrong left-hand turn.
Right,
that makes sense how it's coming through?
Yeah.
Okay, based on all that information that just came through, you're welcome to ask any additional questions or any question that applies to what I said.
No, I would like to, I guess I'm going to keep listening. I'd like a reading with you, so I'll wait on your password.
I'm going to give it to you right now because I'm going to, people seem to forget it and people seem to, it can be difficult going back into archives and locating the show and everything. So the password is very simple, and I'll give it out to each caller right after their reading. So the password to get a private appointment, go to my website again and click on the BTR VIP listener page. The link's in the menu. And the password this week until next week is the word star, all little letters, no capitals.
Okay.
S.
Okay.
T as in Tom, A-R. What I do every week to find the password or decide what I want the password to be is I draw a tarot card.
Mm-hmm.
And so today's tarot card that I drew was the star card. And so today's password is just all small letters, S-T-A-R. And if you, when you go to that page, you can go to that page anytime between now end Monday night, basically, before next Tuesday's show.
Okay.
With that password.
Okay.
And you can get a, so you can go as many times as you want and book as many available appointments as long as they're available, or purchase email readings. And the email, and they're audio readings. So you'll send in your question, not my question, send in your question, and then I audio record your whole reading for you without you, obviously, because it's based on the question you sent through email, through the, when you purchase it, in the notes section for $10. And then I send you back the audio link. And then as for the booked appointments, you can, I don't know how many times you want to talk to me in 1 week, but you can book as often as there's one available for a week. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to put you back on the listener line, and we're going to go to the next caller. That sound good?
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Wonderful. You're welcome. Have a great rest of the night.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Going to the next caller. You're live on the air. What's your question?
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I would like to know, do you see me getting a job soon? Yes. It's always about money.
Always about money. I know. We have our psychics. We have our regular questions, and they're basically love and relationships, and then money and career. So.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so the first thing that comes through that I keep being shown is a anniversary date, though. There's a celebration anniversary date coming up. Birthday, could be holiday, but that would be too obvious with July 4th coming up.
Mm-hmm.
If this comes through as more connected to you personally. And that's why I say it's not the holiday of July 4th, but there's a particular holiday celebration, birthday, anniversary. There's something along those lines that's connected to you coming up.
Right.
I do get that it's, and I know that we'll get to your question, but this is everything that comes through first. It's family related.
Excuse me. Yeah, sorry.
So it, did you sneeze?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
Kazoo tight. Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
So that celebration, that anniversary date comes through as important, and you'll want to focus on that and make that a priority because it's going to bring in the energy for the career. Okay? So the way that your guides are showing this to me is that your family, and it's just a matter of switching priorities to get the energy back in balance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To start to open that up. There is an urgency, but the urgency comes through connected to the family relations, family connections. But that's all coming through as most important. And then you're looking at, and when it comes to job right now, it keeps coming through with beginning of next month, a July energy.
July.
That makes sense, home.
Okay. No, but okay.
You want something sooner? Are you wanting?
No, because July, that's next week, so like, anything. Okay. Okay, I'm also supposed to be getting a
Are
license.
Are you wanting something?
And I was kind of. No.
I know.
Well, no, because I wouldn't be able to do anything because I had to. There's something else I had to attend to before I can actually pay attention to a job. So I had to let that come through. But I would love to have some a little bit closer, like now. But I understand I got to attend to some other things.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying and what messages or the message that comes through for you. Is that if you want something sooner this week or prior to the beginning of July, it's all factoring in on this family connection, the family relations with the celebration,
the
anniversary,
whatever.
What's going
on with the family? What's going on with the family?
Because
I don't really, I'm really estranged. I'm, what's that word, estranged from the family? And I don't really, listen, I've tried it a million times. These people do not like me. I get it. So I don't even want to go into it. If they can't, whatever they issues they got, I don't want nothing to do with it. Please block me out. I got issues with them also. They ain't trying to, they ain't nobody trying to. I don't want nothing to do with it. Bye. So I don't know what kind of issues they want me to resolve with the family. Because I'm kind of through with them.
It's a connect. Well, there's, and I hear what you're saying. I understand. There is the reason behind this information coming through for you. And again, it's connected to a anniversary date or holiday or something that's celebratory. But it's a family celebration.
Yeah, family reunion. Gotcha.
Personal.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason
so
behind
what
that,
be
there's
doing?
A female.
I mean,
There's a particular female that you need to have reconciliation with because she's not doing well.
A female. I don't know. I don't even talk to them. And whenever it is, I don't even know. Okay, a female.
Okay.
I'll ask Spirit tonight, and hopefully it'll come to me in a dream.
Yes.
She'll come to me and tell me in a dream.
Even
tonight.
If,
all right,
even if you don't have the desire to physically reconnect with them or get involved with them in this reality physically, know that there's a female in your family line that, at a soul level, you and her need to reconcile. So you can do that on your own time, in your dream time, in your meditation, just doing what we do, pray for her, whatever it is that you do. So that soul connection is resolved because she's the one with the issues. She's the one that has something coming up. I get a lot of transition due to heart problems. And I don't know if those heart problems are at this time. She literally has health issues with her heart, or if it is just a heart wall, an energetic heart wall that's going to cause problems.
You know what? Somebody else said that they was talking about there's a defect in the right chamber of the heart. I mean, the left. Somebody was just telling me that like an hour or two ago. Okay. Well, she says it's not a blockage. It's a defect, actually. So, okay.
Okay.
All right. I don't know who might, that might be, but I'll listen up for it. Yeah, I got you. You sure it's not me?
Because
I got a heart murmur. It might be me.
No,
I have a heart murmur. It's not me. Okay.
It's not you. It's not you that this is. But if it runs in the family and everything, there's something there just needs to be between you and her at a soul level reconciliation. You don't have to physically see her or talk to her or get involved with her. But you can telepathically speak to each other. So.
All right, I can do that.
Okay,
I'll do that. All right, thank you so much. God bless.
And that will bring in, that's going to, because you just need to rebalance the priorities so that you can bring in what you're needing in your life and wanting in your life quicker, sooner. You good with that?
Yeah, now you put this big old sigh in my soul, like, and I'm holding my spirit breath. Oh, now it's like, okay, now what? Now it's what's going on now. Okay. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm going to talk to somebody. All right. I'll do that.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds good.
Thank
keep
you so
in touch
much.
With me.
Yeah.
You're
I
welcome.
Will. All right.
Okay.
God bless you.
I'm going to put you back on the listener line.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. So, again, for those listening that want to have a private reading with me between now and next week, the password on my website, clairebraddock.com, BTR, VIP listener, the password is STAR, STAR, all small letters. And going to the next caller for the next reading, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tonetta. This is the first time I found you on the show.
Yay. Thanks for finding me. I hope it wasn't hard.
All right. Well, I'm just lucky to come across you, so I'm just thankful and grateful that I found you.
Wonderful. I am too. I love doing these shows, and I'm glad that people are still Blog Talk Radio listeners. It used to be a popular platform about 8 years ago, and then I've seen it change so much that I'm just glad myself that people still know about it and find shows like mine. So with that said, what question would you like me to look into for you today?
Now, can I ask a time frame question? I know a lot of psychics and readers, they do not like time frame questions, but that is my main concern here, was a time frame question.
Okay, my readings usually don't go out further than 3 months to begin with.
Okay.
And then I can do my best to get time frames within these next 3 months, because the energy does, there's so many variables.
Okay.
So go ahead.
So my question here is, I am involved with a female. Her name is Desiree. And it's kind of been on again, off again. I've known her all my life. She's living in a bad living situation. And I've been telling her probably since January or February of this year, you know, you should come here. You can live here free. I will help you get out of this bad situation. And she reached out after not talking to me for 2.5 months for no reason. She reached out on Sunday, June the 16th through Instagram, not even text message or phone call, and said, I will tell you everything. I will see you when it's safe. And I haven't gone a day without thinking about you. And she said that she missed me and that she loved me. And then I took a picture of my house keys that I was going to give her. And I said, listen, I'm not playing around. Here's the keys. You know, let me know if I can get these keys to you somehow at your workplace or something or whatever. Come here anytime, day or night. You know, you're welcome here. And I have not heard back from her. We are Facebook friends, so she is active on Facebook and this and that, but I really need to know what the hell is the bottom line here. Is she coming for these keys, or what are we doing?
Okay. Well, I can tell you right now, at the time of this reading, things have shifted to where there's no move. There's no change of residence anywhere. There's no change of residence on your part, meaning someone moves in, and there's no change of residence on her part that she moves out.
Okay.
There's no travel. There's no movement. There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's things can the only movement I'm shown is the moving forward consistently with how she feels towards you. That's a constant flow of movement. Like, you know how whatever you just said of I still love you, I'm constantly thinking about you.
Right.
That keeps
right.
going, and that it comes through as constant movement, but it also comes through with a snowball effect. So the longer you're separated, the stronger her feelings do grow for you.
Okay.
She's the one that's obviously preventing the moving out and moving in, and it keeps
right.
coming through that she's scared. She just has too many fears, and all of her fears are
mm-hmm.
unfounded. She goes through her head constantly for whatever
right.
reason, but it keeps coming through with the worst case scenario is what always goes through her head. And if the worst case scenario does not start to happen, she creates another worst case scenario.
Right, right,
and then
okay.
over the next, not the rest of this week, but next week is where I keep being shown for her, there isn't even, she has even less money than before to be able to move, to leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't
like
have
I'm
much
showing, like,
to
not,
pack up.
Yeah.
She doesn't have much to pack up. She just has her clothing and, you know, little personal belongings.
I'm talking about even gas money.
Okay.
You wouldn't even have enough gas money, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, well, me and her work for the same company. We do get paid on, let me look here. We get paid July the 5th. We get paid every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So
when it comes through, that's all gone. Like, it's spent towards something else to where she barely has enough left for gas money. Major thing that does come for you, you're looking at end of July, beginning of August. I keep being shown, it keeps coming through with, I don't know where to put this, so I'm going to tell you what I keep being shown. And it keeps being shown like a masquerade party where I'm just being shown a face of a person, but then that mask that you hold on to with a stick, it keeps being put over the person, over the face. So there's something with needing to hide something or masquerade. It's not a lie, but masquerade is something you're not for the outcome for the final outcome to happen in a positive manner.
Right.
And I don't know where to place that or how to further explain that, but that comes through with the time frame of end of July, beginning of August.
That she would possibly move in here?
No, I just keep being, it's not showing that she would move in there, but there's something connected with the vision that I keep being shown, the imagery of somebody having to put on a different face, put on a mask, put on having to masquerade or do something that is what would be out of character, not true to themselves, because I keep being shown that that mask, like the masquerade balls where you put on those fancy
eye
coverings.
Right.
But I can tell you at this point right now, what goes through her head is the worst case scenario, which puts in way too much fear for her to just drop everything and move. So she's not going to be showing up at your doorstep unexpectedly.
Do you have any idea why she stopped communicating with me? Like, she went cold turkey and quit calling me, texting me, everything as of March the 30th.
Yeah, that's been a while. Is she in another relationship? Because I keep being shown that there is another person that would come through as like a narcissist. Has cut off communication
That's who she's living with. She's living with this guy that is big trouble. And another reader had told me that he must have went through her phone and found text messages and threatened her and blocked my number. And he probably is on the phone plan with her, and he's probably able to go online or on the phone plan and make sure that I'm blocked, make sure that she's not texting or calling me, because that's the only thing that I can think of is why would she not be calling or texting me anymore?
Yeah, that's your answer. You just answered your own question, plus it's... She's not, it's the worst case scenario that constantly goes through her mind. And what, so her fears are what prevent her, but there's also physical prevention, as in he has created and supported those fears in her to control her. And so she's in the habit of creating the worst case scenario, which keeps her where she's at. She's not going to just up and leave and end up on your doorstep unexpectedly. It will be very planned out. And once she stops the cycle of fear, worst case scenario in her head.
Right. Well, yeah, she's got to get out of that situation. It's not healthy. It's not healthy.
No.
And that's why I extended and told her to come here, because actually 20 years ago with my daughter's biological father, my daughter was a newborn, and he was beating the crap out of me. He was busting all the furniture, chairs, tables, TVs, everything, like berserk. And I had a newborn. I had just gotten a C-section, 85 staples in my stomach, and I'm coming home to that and the abuse. So I had to... My parents didn't help me. They said, you made your own bed. I had to go and contact an apartment complex. I had to tell them I'm a victim of domestic violence. I had to have him arrested. I had to do things the hard way with a newborn and for 20 years raising her by myself with no help. So I've been in this situation, but I had a child and no one to help me. At least this girl doesn't have a child, and I'm telling her she can come here and live rent-free and get herself straightened out.
That's the best case scenario.
Yeah,
and, you've put
and that's
it out
why I'm doing this, because I lived through this. I already know what goes on, you know what I mean? And it's no picnic.
No.
So
do,
yeah,
your, but, do your psychic work yourself and energetic work. But like I explained to previous callers, in your meditation time, in your dream time, before you fall asleep, whenever, however you do it, send her the healing energy, send her your telepathic thoughts, and help her. Ideally, this would be at nighttime during your dream time, but before you fall asleep, then set the intention that you are, so that, because that veil is thinner at night, especially in our dream time, and help her on that other level, in that other dimension, transform her thoughts from this negative worst case scenario over to the positive, and over towards having that available option and taking hold of it to leave the situation she's at and create a new life with you. And when I say with you, you know, that entails so many more things than just,
you know,
living
situation. I'm even to the point where I'm not even looking for a relationship. I just want to help her get out of this bad situation, because I lived through this 20 years ago. I know what it is to be threatened and beat up and a crazy person driving you nuts all night, you know? And, you know, she was the one that initiated the whole relationship and telling me that she loves me and missed me. This is her initiating it. No one's bending her arm to tell me any of this. You know what I mean? But my main concern was just to have the space open to the universe for her to come in. That's all I'm trying to do.
And you've done that. Now what
your
guides want you to do, because it's going to be between your spirit team and her spirit team. The two teams, yours and her, are working together. But you've the best you can do then is work with your spirit team. And it's you've put the option and the offer out there. Now it's helping her change her thought process, getting out of the negative cycle and being positive that the worst case scenario wouldn't even happen. It wouldn't happen. That's doesn't need to stay in the situation. So do your work.
No.
Work with your spirit team. You're more than welcome
to
contact her spirit team. And
I'm not going to reach out and say any more than what I've already said. I sent her a photo of the keys, which shows that I'm not playing no games. And I told her, come anytime, get these keys, or I'll make sure you get the keys somehow, or whatever. So until she responds to that, my hands are tied. There's nothing more I can do.
Exactly. You're spot on there.
So, You know, she can get pick the keys up at my mailbox. She can meet me at 7-Eleven and get the keys. There's many ways to pick up keys.
Have you told her that?
I told her that in the message. I said, I'd rather you have
Wonderful.
These keys ahead of time because you never know when he's going to go berserk. And I may not be home because I work as a traveling nurse. So sometimes I do 11 to 7. I'm gone all night. So if you're having a problem at 3 in the morning, I can't help you. I'm with a hospice case. I can't leave. How are you getting in my house? This is the thing that I was trying to explain to her. But I can't bend your arm and make you get these keys. I can't.
Nope.
You know, that's why I thought I would give you a call to see if you could nail down a time, because it is a little anxiety for me because I don't know when she's coming. I don't know when there's going to be a big problem for her.
Okay, and that's where you need to change your thought process. Again, the worst case scenario for both of you, it's not going to happen. Whatever your
okay.
worst case scenario is, get out of that.
Right.
That thought process, it's not going to happen, and she needs to be doing
okay.
the same.
Okay.
And
okay.
nowhere am I being shown that the worst case scenario or something bad is going to happen. The worst thing that is happening is the worst thing that's going to happen, and that is currently she's stuck where she's at. She's just stuck.
Right.
And being cut
well,
off from friends and family.
She doesn't need to be, and you know that. She has options here.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely right. Okay, listen,
so,
sweetheart.
All right.
I'm going to put you back on the listener line. We've got about
okay.
8 minutes left, and I have a few more callers, so I'm going to go
okay. Thank
try and
you.
Keep them. Feel free to contact me off the air. Again, go to my website.
Okay.
All my information is
okay.
there. You can find me on Facebook. You can email me anytime.
Okay.
And then if you want a private reading, touch base. You've got
okay.
those special offers on the listener page.
Yeah.
All righty?
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
wonderful.
You.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got approximately, can't read the switchboard thing how much longer. I'm just going to keep going through till we've got no lines left or time. Okay, next caller. It's a 11111 number.
Hi.
Thanks for waiting. What's your question, hon?
Yes, so.
Okay, I don't know if you're on Skype.
Yes.
It keeps coming through broken up.
My question is that I want to know with that man that I know for years that, because, you know, if you see us communicating in a peaceful way, it's really important.
Yes.
The
answer is already
okay.
yes. I get over the next, over the rest of the week, it's an absolute urgency to communicate, urgent communication, urgent contact, and the energy around you individually and the two of you together, the supportive surrounding energy, is a breakthrough in communication, clear and concise communication, and being very successful in that communication and successful in the wants and needs. Major turn of events coming up, and it is
wow.
with an urgency. It comes through with the urgency as well of this is the time. The time is now to clear up the karma, to get things straightened out. You got all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so any other questions?
Yeah,
is it?
Yes.
The answer
yes,
is yes.
It is yes. Okay. Just real quick, concerning that, because that's something else I was going to ask you. I won't take much of your time because time is respected for everybody. You. Do you see him contacting me by phone or
Honestly, if you're able to contact him first, that's what comes through. It is more ideal that you contact him, but I am also shown that you've also got fears around that. But if you want to make things happen, you've got the power to make things happen. If you do not contact him first, there's still that urgency, and he will end up contacting you regardless.
Okay, real quickly. So concerning my young mom, should she change medical? My doctors change doctors.
Okay.
But she has a lot of health complications. I don't even know how she survives. It's like some angel. Something helps her. It's amazing. I'm in shock when I look at her because she's been through heart surgery and hip replacement. So I'm thinking about switching her to a new internal. What is your intake on that in the universe?
Okay.
Because the other doctor keeps canceling on her. Yes, my young mom.
In regards to your mom, it keeps coming through with home health. If she can stay at home or in a residence where it keeps coming through with home health. I get home health care and being at rest in comfort at home, taken care of at home. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I will search for that. One last thing concerning that, you still see the process of the house going through, selling the house?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Many,
excited.
Many
handed
opportunities
time.
Around the house.
Many
opportunities
many, okay.
around the house. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And again,
thank you, Ms. Clark.
Contact me anytime over the next week for discounted rates on my website. And that password is STAR. STAR. All right.
Thank you.
There we go. You're very welcome. Okay, I'm going to the next listener. I think I only have 3 minutes, so we're going to do this real fast. As fast as possible. And I can bust out information. Okay, last caller. You're live on the air. What's your question?
Hello, Claire. Thank you. I just wondered if you saw either my friend coming to visit me or me coming to go to visit my friend. This would be like a foreign visit by the end of the year. I know you said you only go 3 months out, but or at least talks of
yes.
us getting together.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, and you want to know who goes to who?
Or yeah, if you could pick that up as well.
Okay, because I do see the big huge travel, but there's. It keeps coming through with on your end, it would be more difficult. It's going to be easier on their end to come visit you. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
So with 2 minutes remaining, what else do you want me to answer with that? Because it will have, you have support energy, but you're wanting to go there so bad that
exactly
it's like – trying to force something that's not in the right timing.
You're right. It is much easier. Yes, there's a lot behind it. Yes. Real quick too. I desperately need work. Do you see anything coming up hopefully soon?
Yes, and I get a 9-day time frame with that. Whatever
oh,
you're
great.
Most passionate
Thank you so
about.
Much. Yes,
it
wonderful.
Comes to you
That's
as
what I'm doing
for you,
about.
Whatever your passion and life purpose is, you're going to be able to fall
yes.
smoothly into that. And then I'm shown the confident, financially secure woman based on independence cool. that you're going to be able to rest. It comes through specifically with the message, rest on your laurels.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful. Yes, because now I'm applying for things in my field, yes, as well as trying to do the work on my own. Wonderful. Bless you. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And so that will conclude today's show. Go to my website, www.clairebraddock.com. You're going to want to click on in the menu the BTR VIP listener page. It's password protected. This week's password is STAR, all small letters, STAR, and you will have access to the page that provides an audio email reading for $10 that you can.